Track 6. With a green theme running through this issue, Rowan Mantell finds 7 Norfolk villages to match.
So let's begin with Haydon. This picture postcard village between Aylsham and Reefham is a favourite film and television location, as well as a real-life beauty spot. Set around the village green, it's one of only around a dozen privately owned English villages and is part of Haydon Hall Estate. It became Norfolk's first conservation area exactly 50 years ago. Its newest building is said to be the Queen Victoria Commemorative Well, built back in 1887, although the parish room was a World War I accommodation hut resited in Haydon in 1922. Fast forward to the 1960s, and Anglia Television's soap opera Weaver's Green was based there, featuring stars including Wendy Richard, destined for soap immortality in the rather less rural East Enders. A sketch about village idiots in Monty Python's Flying Circus was filmed here too, and The Go-Between, The Moonstone, Love on a Branch Line, and A Cock and Bull Story are just a few of the films starring Haydon and its village green. Johnny Byrne, who wrote scripts for All Creatures Great and Small, Doctor Who, and Heartbeat, lived in a cottage beside the Earl Arms overlooking the green, and said he based many of his story ideas on Norfolk life.
2. Hawes Green. Pretty Shotsam, south of Norwich, seems remarkably blessed with churches. There is All Saints, high on a mound in the main village, the dramatic twin churches of St. Mary's and ruined St. Martin's, half a mile away, and the considerably more ruined St. Boltoff's, said to have been established by King Canute in a nearby woodland glade. The Black Death and other plague pandemics are believed to have wiped the communities around St. Mary's and St. Martin's from the map, and St. Boltoff's has been ruined for almost 500 years, although its priest's house still stands across the road. But of all those churches, just All Saints is in Shotsam proper. The other three are in Hawes Green, which is also the site of England's first cottage hospital, founded by William Fellows of Shotsam Park and surgeon Benjamin Gooch, who went on to found the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital in 1771.
Number 3. Hunstanton. Hunstanton Green, together with the Victorian Esplanade Gardens and Cliff Parade stretching down to the ruins of St. Edmund's Chapel, make up the Hunstanton Heritage Gardens. The medieval cross on the upper green was moved from Old Hunstanton when the seaside resort was founded by Henry Lestrange in the mid-19th century. Still in Old Hunstanton is a gravestone to William Green, which reveals a tragic story. It declares, "Here be the mangled remains of poor William Green, an honest officer of government, who, in the faithful discharge of his duty, was inhumanely murdered by a gang of smugglers in this parish, September 27th, 1784, aged 37 years. Now, poor old William was one of a group of customs officers and soldiers who'd seized smuggled contraband and was lying in wait for the smugglers. In the subsequent fight, the smugglers shot and killed revenue man William Green and soldier William Webb. The captain of the smuggling boat and two of his men were tried for murder, but acquitted, and acquitted again at a retrial. Prosecutors are said to have come to the conclusion that no Norfolk jury would convict smugglers."
4. Hempton Green. Hempton Green, near Fakenham, was the site of a camp for German prisoners of war during the Second World War, with accommodation huts for prisoners and guards, an exercise ground and sports pitches. The site of Camp No. 82 is now made up of the Green Lane housing estate, farmland and a static caravan park.
5. Old Buckenham. One of the contenders for the largest village green in England, Old Buckenham's 40-plus acres has 4 ponds, the biggest officially called Ottimer Pond and unofficially known as The Pit. The green itself is also known as church green, with the church in question a beautiful 14th century thatched building with octagonal tower.
6. Copies Green. Today, Copies Green Farm in Wyton, near Wells, is well known as the home of Mrs. Temple's cheese. More than 2,000 years earlier, Copies Green was a centre of Iron Age activity with its own hill fort. An excavation in the 1950s revealed a causeway to the entrance, ramparts and Roman coins and pottery, suggesting it was reoccupied by Roman invaders.
And number 7, Wicken Green. 50 years ago, RAF Sculthorpe, near Fakenham, was on the front line of the Cold War. The first friendly invasion brought American troops to East Anglia to fight the Nazis. The second transformed Sculthorpe into one of the biggest nuclear bases in Western Europe. By the end of the 1950s, the area was home to around 10,000 American servicemen and their families. RAF Sculthorpe had American bowling alleys, schools and supermarkets, and a 2-mile-long concrete runway and a concrete chamber housing nuclear weapons. Atomic bomb loading pits were filled in during the mid-1950s, but Sculthorpe remained an atomic base until 1962. Top secret spy missions were launched from here, with RAF experts flying in US planes behind the Iron Curtain to bring back details of the Soviet nuclear program. With such high stakes, there were potential disasters too. In 1958, an armed US airman locked himself in the atom bomb bunker for 8 hours. Officials played down the danger, but questions were asked in the House of Commons. However, one of the greatest stories of American heroism to come out of Sculthorpe was that of 22-year-old Rice Leeming, who waded neck-deep through bitterly cold flood water to save the lives of 27 people on the night of the North Sea surge in Hunstanton in January 1953. Today, part of the former RAF site is still owned and used by the Ministry of Defence, but a new civilian community, Wicken Green Village, has been created around the married quarters housing. You can find out more about the Cold War and Wicken Green at RAF Sculthorpe Heritage Centre in the Green Park Rural Centre, Wicken Green. In normal times, it opens on the first Sunday of each month.